there's a recognition both locally and internationally that this is unacceptable behavior. And in response to that, the international community has risen to support the ECOWAS position. Some week or so ago, the president of the ECOWAS Commission did issue a statement in solidarity after the latest bombing in Nyanya to say that the ECOWAS was ready and willing to work with the Nigerian government to see how this can be addressed. And use the opportunity to also make the point about the need for us to now increase our collaboration within West Africa in order to support the Nigerian government in addressing this development. And indeed, looking beyond that, the wider dimensions of this within the region. And just a couple of days ago, the chairman of authority, President John Mahama of Ghana, also conveyed the same sentiment when he said that the region was willing to support Nigeria to deal with this campaign. So from those two perspectives, from the perspective of the president of the commission, from the perspective of the chairman of authority, I think there's a collective sense that ECOWAS is willing and determined to support the Nigerian government to address this menace. Because what affects one member state affects the other. That is the spirit of the ECOWAS integration project, the essence of solidarity, the essence of complementarity, the value of support for each other. But beyond that, we also see that some of the terrorism issues that we've had to deal with also have a tie back to the situation in the Sahel. So there's a larger issue of the Sahel's impact on West Africa. So not just from the point of view of supporting the member states within the context of the regional solidarity, but also from the point of view of the wider implications of terrorism in West Africa.
There are reports that there are some surrounding countries like Chad and Niger where this militant group are recruiting others to carry out these activities of violence in Nigeria and other parts of West Africa. Talking about collaboration, how is ECOWAS addressing this security challenge since now it's become a sub-regional issue?
Yeah, we are actively working within the context of our Sahel strategy. We're actively working to have a holistic response to this within the context of West Africa, and then working beyond West Africa with our neighbors to see how we can collaborate in responding to the dynamics of this and the specifics of this in terms of the various manifestations of terrorism in West Africa. So I will respond to it in two ways. One, we are trying to finalize our Sahel strategy that will enable us as a region to respond to the dynamics of what we had to deal with. And then we're also collaborating with non-ECOWAS member states that are neighbors to see how they can we can also work together. Because it's not just the West African problem. There's also the wider implications of it in terms of the other parts of Africa that have similar challenges. Of course, you have just mentioned Cameroon. Cameroon is not a member state of West Africa, neither is Chad. But working with these our neighbors, I believe that comfortably we should be able to respond to it in a sensible manner, in a manner that should help all of us to resolve it, not just for the benefit of the region, but also because the potentials are there that they could also become victims if we don't work in a concerted manner.
What about the wider international community working alongside ECOWAS? Terrorism has now become a global phenomenon and that needs to be addressed, as most people have said it should.
Yeah, from the reports that we have read in the media, the British government and the Americans have indicated that they want to support the Nigerian government in addressing this issue. I think you can see from this is the offer that an increasing recognition within the international community that we all need to work together. I know that recognition has always been there, but now there is this added a more compelling reason against the backdrop of the recent incident in Nigeria to work much more closely, and then a much compelling reason for us to do it in a sense in response to the dynamics of what we are seeing. And there's a more urgent reason now for us to deal with it as expeditiously as possible.